News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, rent controls are encouraging a culture of subletting in Ireland, with landlords and tenants bearing the consequences. That is according to the Irish Property Owners Association, and member Maurice Deverill joins us now to discuss. Good morning to you, Maurice. Explain to us why rent pressure zones are causing a culture of subletting.
Good morning, Ciara. Thank you very much for having us on. The reason is that subletting culture really started to kick in around about 2016 and 2017. And the reason for that was because there is a lack of supply. And because of that, obviously, rents have gone up. This all kind of goes back to 2013, when the Green Party brought in the ban on bedsits and on more affordable accommodation for everybody. Then what happened after that was that we had the Labour Party in 2015 bringing in the rent certainty, and the rent controls coming in 2016. This meant that a lot of people left the market and that there was not the availability, and we still have not got the availability back up. In 2023, there are nearly 45,000 less flats or units available to rent than there were in 2022. So we have a massive
45,000 less.
45,000, according to the RTB report. There are 45,000 less than there was
in one year.
In 2023.
So yes. From 2022 to 2023, okay.
Exactly. There's 100,000 less since 2019. There was 364, now there's 264 in 2023, less than 40,000, 45 brings it down to around about 220. At this rate, in 6 years' time, there'll be no flats left, so there'll be no point in having an RPZ at all. But this is what is fueling the whole subletting culture. And it's understandable. If you're in a property that you moved into in 2016 and you've been stuck at the 2% rent rise, and actually this month it's 1.6%, but if you the property is now way behind every other property on the market, and it doesn't pay a tenant to give it up. They're far better off to give it to somebody they know or otherwise at a higher rent and keep paying the landlord the existing RTB rate. So that is why it has exploded.
And are you talking about, and we see it on the news, etc., you know, houses that have like 15 people living across three bedrooms and stuff in bunk beds and all. Are you talking about that kind of thing, or just someone who says, I have a really nice flat here, I have to go here, do you want to take it over?
We're talking about both. Look, obviously, the case in the paper where you had the 70 bunk beds in the house out in Caventili, and that was unusual, but your 15 or 20 is not by any means unusual. But that is happening all the time. Obviously, one of the things about it is in the case of that case, was that the landlord wasn't paid, and the landlord had to go to the RTB and take the person who was subletting to court to try and get a return on their money. But it leaves the tenant incredibly open to a lot of things, because the tenancy is not registered with the RTB because it's been sub...
I hear what you're saying. So just to come back to something you said earlier on, you said in 2013 when the Green Party did away with bedsits, and I've often thought about this, we removed the bottom tier, the cheapest tier of the property market. Am I right in thinking that what you're saying is we never replaced it with any kind of like for like? The idea was we were going to raise standards, but all we did was push people out of a market into homelessness. Is that what actually happened there?
That is what happened. The affordable bedsit went, which I remember living in one when I was 20.
I did too, yeah.
That whole market went. So it'd be a little bit like if you took out Lidl and Aldi from Ireland and said you can only buy your shopping from Brown Thomas. That's basically what happened. You were limited in supply. You were limited in the options that you had. So therefore, obviously, you were renting a superior property, but you were paying for it.
Okay, and I'm presuming from what you're saying that property owners don't like this subletting. They don't want this subletting going on. They have an agreement with a tenant, and that's who they want to have in their property. But they don't always know that it is subletted. Is that the case?
The landlord generally would not know. And I know it from speaking to members who have gone around to visit the property once every 6 months or 8 months to view it. subletter will have it set up that everything looks perfectly normal. But there's a lot of issues with it. The insurance issues, because you don't know how many people are living in it. You don't. Insurance companies will ask you whether the person's on HAP or whether they're privately employed. So you don't. Those numbers are incorrect because you don't actually know. It leaves a lot of problems for the subletter as well, even going for HAP, because they don't qualify because they can't. They're not registered as a tenant. They shouldn't be there in the first place.
Okay.
The head lessee, as such, is the only tenant in the place. So it creates a lot of problems for landlords in general.
And what about somebody who would say, of course, property owners would say, let's do away with rent pressure zones, and this is just an excuse. This talk of subletting is just an excuse that allows you to come on and demand rent caps are removed, when really all you want is for the rent cap to be removed.
That's a fair point. But there's a couple of things to note here. There are rent controls up in Scotland. There are no rent controls in England. And we know that the rents in Scotland have gone up more than the rents in England. It's just one of those things that happens because supply is brought down. It's exactly the same as when we had no flour from Ukraine. Flour went way up in price. When supply comes down on anything, it pushes up the price,
right.
And that's what has happened here. But when you get rid of them, then it starts to move the market again and you start to get supply up. But the supply problem is our problem, and the problem is that you don't have landlords coming into the market at all. Now, I know you may say, but the property is still there, that house is still there, so it can still be lived in. But if you actually think about it for a second, a lot of three-bedroom, four-bedroom semi-D houses are lived in by one or two people. If they were rented, they'd be lived in by four or five.
All right. No, I take some of your points on board. Thank you for joining us this morning. That is Maurice Deverill, their member of the Irish Property Owners Association. Let us know what you think about all of that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.